I am loving.
I am fabulous.
I am beautiful.
I am saved.
I am a victor.
I am faithful.
I am devout.
I am accepted.
I am a Christian. I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
I am MCC.
I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
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 So today, November 21st, Sunday, is actually the end of the liturgical calendar. Today is the solemnity of Christ the Sovereign for high churches. Yesterday was also, November 20th, was also Transgender Day of Remembrance. And as we continue with November and even throughout the year, let us continue to be in solidarity and to also pray with and for our transgender sisters, brothers, and siblings. Today is also the end of our sermon series or reflection series, The God We Never Knew. And next week will be the first Sunday of Advent, the preparatory season for before Christmas. Kalain nyo yun, Papasko na naman in our second year, almost the end of our second year of the pandemic. Our 2021 theme was about prayer. Lord, teach us to pray. And may our prayers lead us to action. We started the year by talking about prayer in the framework of gratitude, yung mapagpasalamat. No? We started in January. Then during Lent, we talked about prayer and prayer practices or spiritual practices. And then in September, it got me thinking about prayer as relationship with God. But then again, it got me thinking, do we really know who we are in relationship with? Or do we only know one aspect, one dimension of God? And I believe that the Spirit led me to go about the theme of the God we never knew for October and some Sundays of November. The first Sunday of October, we talked about the God we know. Kailangan muna nating pag-usapan yung Diyos na ipinakilala sa atin, which is male, masculine, and dominant. A dominant God in the image and metaphors of kings, warriors, and conquerors, which for the most part has been absolutized and singled out as the only way to know the divine. Second Sunday, we talked about God, our mother, God who gives birth from eternity to eternity, says Meister Urquhart, the mystic Meister Urquhart, and Mother Jesus, according to Julian of Norwich. Then we talked about holy darkness and God who dwells in Arafel, the dark cloud, how darkness is as important in our bodies, in our lives, and even in our spirituality as much as light. On the third Sunday, we talked about God's preferential option for the poor, the God who takes sides. And afterwards, we talked about God's nakedness, and that nakedness reflected in our own nakedness, sexualities and desires. What it means to have a body and sex-positive theology guided by ethics. Last week, we talked about God's humor and the gift of laughter in our lives and communities. So today, we will be reflecting, to end our reflection series, we will be reflecting on God who is no thing. Dios es nada. Dios es no cosa. God is no, God is no thing, God who is nothing. God whom we cannot fully know by human words, but only encountered in silence and the present moment. And so, let us listen to our readings and to what the Holy Spirit is trying to reveal to us today in our reflection, in our individual lives, in our relationships, in our faith, and in the world.
For this Sunday, we have four readings, one contemporary reading and one reading from a non-canonical Christian writing.
Then followed by two scripture readings from the canonical Gospel of Luke and Acts of the Apostles. The canonical readings are taken from the Common English Bible Translation. Our contemporary reading is taken from the book Learning to Walk in the Dark by Barbara Brown Taylor. One of the central functions of the Dark Night, he says, referring to St. John of the Cross, is to convince those who grasped after things that God cannot be grasped. In John's native Spanish, his word for God is nada. God is no thing. God is not a thing. And since God is not a thing, God cannot be held on to. God can only be encountered as that which eclipses the reality of all other things. Our next reading is taken from the non-canonical Gospel of Thomas. We are reading the English translation by Dr. Thomas Lambden. We are reading verse 3, section A. Jesus said, "If those who lead you say to you, 'See, the kingdom is in the sky,' then the birds of the sky will precede you. If they say to you, 'It is in the sea,' then the fish will precede you. Rather, the kingdom is inside of you, and it is outside of you."
Our first scripture reading is taken from the canonical Gospel of Luke, chapter 17, verses 20 and 21. Once Jesus was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God was coming, and he answered, "The kingdom of God is not coming with things that can be observed, nor will they say, 'Look, here it is,' or 'There it is.' For in fact, the kingdom of God is among you." Our second scripture reading is taken from the canonical book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter 17, verses 27 and 28. God made the nations so they would seek him, perhaps even reach out to him and find him. In fact, God isn't far away from any of us. In God we live, move, and exist. As some of your own poets said, we are his offspring. Listen to what the Holy Spirit is telling us today.
May the words we receive inspire us, comfort us, challenge us, and transform us. Amen.
God can be mother. God can be experienced in darkness as much in the light. God is the God of justice, who takes the side, who takes sides. God is naked, and to whose eyes you and me, all of us, are naked. God has humor. Tumatawa ang Diyos. God is like a mother eagle or a mother hen. God is like a mighty warrior who defends and a father who cares and protects. God is sovereign. No, today is the solemnity of Christ the Sovereign. God is truth. God is light. But also God is darkness. Or God is in darkness. According to the story about Saint Augustine, God is like the ocean, so vast that it cannot fit into the smallness of the human mind. Yet at the same time, religious physicists, no, mga physicists and philosophers of religion na naniniwala sa Diyos, would say that God is in the atoms and subatomic particles, in the smallest of things. God is the ground of being, pure consciousness. Best of all, God is love. God is. God is. God simply is. And all mystics and spiritual traditions agree that God or the divine is someone or something that we cannot only, that we can only encounter. We can only encounter and experience if only we take the moment and the intentional practice. Our non-canonical writing today, the Gospel of Thomas, tells us, pag sinabing non-canonical, ano siya, hindi siya kinoconsider as inspired by the Holy Spirit according to authorities, religious authorities. So therefore, it is not in the Bible. So our non-canonical writing today from the Gospel of Thomas tells us that the divine presence is all around you, all around you, and within you. Similarly, in the canonical gospel, the one that is considered inspired and therefore is in the Bible, similarly in the canonical gospel of Luke, Jesus says that the kingdom of God is already among you. The book of Acts of the Apostles, also a canonical writing, gives us Paul's preaching to the Athenians and says to them that we live, move, and exist in God. In the 4th century, some Christians went into deserts and the wilderness places of Egypt, Palestine, Syria, and other places. This was the rise of monasticism, particularly Western monasticism. And through monasticism, Christian contemplation was born and developed. Although Jesus himself was a contemplative, as he often went away either by himself or with a few of his disciples, his apostles, to pray. Contemplation is a little bit like mindfulness meditation in the East, among Eastern traditions. The practice of contemplation is the way we are able to encounter God in our daily lives, in the ways we don't normally imagine or believe. It is not prayer in the sense, it is prayer, but it is not prayer in the sense of asking and wishing for things. It is simply focusing, centering our attention and focus. Centering our attention in our breathing, in our body, and in our immediate surroundings. Father Richard Rohr, a Franciscan friar and modern-day mystic, says in many of his works on spirituality that contemplation is simple. Simple. He says that it is so simple that in its simplicity, many of us are unable to believe that it is so. We have been conditioned to prefer complex formulas of doctrines, dogmas, and explanations rather than the simplicity of God in the present moment. Many prefer to look for God in so many other places. You know, we know very well these stories and even movies of Euro-American people making a pilgrimage to India, Nepal, Tibet, and many other Hindu and Buddhist places searching for spiritual enlightenment or life's meaning. No, isang movie dyan yung Eat, Pray, Love, diba? Or the other one is 7 years in Tibet, no? So many go. We know stories of Americans, Europeans going to pilgrimages to the East, trying to search for meaning and spiritual enlightenment. And indeed, those traditions and places do offer a spiritual path. But the truth is, there is as much spirituality in the simplicity of Christian contemplation as with its Eastern counterparts. The Zen master and peace activist Thich Nhat Hanh says that whenever a Christian comes to his Zen community, his Buddhist community, he would encourage them to go back to their own spiritual traditions and practice, and to practice, explore, and experience spirituality and the divine from their own. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that we dumb down on our beliefs, practices, on our beliefs and practices, or that we simplify things that are not simple to begin with. There is value in the continuous pursuit of theological discourse and conversation. You know, even Buddhist monks and teachers, Zen masters, have offer explanations of the inexplicable. Even Buddhists have various sutras, sacred writings, sutras, that try to explain and expound on the Dharma. Dharma means teaching or law or path. The problem is when we cling. No? Yung sinasabi nila, ang problema ay hindi naman yung diskurso o mga pananalita tungkol sa Diyos o spiritualidad. Ang problema is when we cling, hold on to a set of ideas and notions about God, spirit, and religion. Or when we spend all our energy to make our ideas and notions absolute. When we spend all our energies to defend and protect our ideas, our theologies about God or the spiritual. We honor our tradition and religious culture. We recognize that it is a path of knowing God in a limited way. They say that it is a finger pointing to the moon. When we mistake the finger pointing to the moon as the moon itself, or confuse the map with the destination or the journey, that's when we become enslaved. That's when we become enslaved to our ideas and cause harm to ourselves and to others. All this language and notions about God, according to the mystics, are fingers pointing to God, but are not God themselves. Marcus Borg, a New Testament and Jesus scholar, says that even the Bible is one such finger pointing to God. But it is not God. Nor can the Bible, which points to God, encapsulate the totality of God. The radically progressive Bishop Spong, who recently passed away, says that his Christian tradition is a way, one way out of many, a way that helps him to walk into the mystery that is God. Ang mga bagay na pang-spiritual at relihiyon ay mga mahalagang bagay, patungkol at patungo sa Diyos. Pero hindi sila Diyos. At hindi nila maikakahon ang kabuuan at ang pagka-Diyos ng Diyos. How can we encounter God in our walk? How can we experience God beyond language and description? Yan ang tanong. Yan ang katanungan. By practice, by the practice of silence and contemplation, by the practice of loving service and loving kindness, by the practice of compassionate encounter and community, there you will feel and experience God. And Henry Nouwen, a gay Catholic priest and spiritual teacher, tells us that we are only able to fully live, we are only able to generously serve and experience both joy and love in community if only we are able to bring ourselves to practice contemplation. My hope is that each one of you, myself included, I have some struggles with contemplation. My hope is that each one of you, all of us, can have an experience, an encounter with God through the practice of contemplation. That contemplation is a means to ground and center ourselves, center yourself in the source of life and existence. We live, we move, we exist in God, says the Apostle Paul. One of the things we always say in Open Table MCC, palagi natin sinasabi dito sa church ng Open Table, let us enter into the presence of God. Now, may mga ibang mga Christians ang opening ng kanilang prayer is that niwe-welcome nila ang Diyos or ang Holy Spirit. Or ini-invite nila, come Holy Spirit. Which is a good prayer. I like that prayer. But when I think about it, how do you welcome God? How do you welcome the Spirit when in fact God is already here? The Spirit is already here. And perhaps it is God who welcomes us into God's presence. Kaya dito sa Open Table, ang sinasabi natin, let us now enter. Let us bring our hearts and minds, our whole being, into the presence of God. The problem is not God. The problem is our inability. Lahat tayo, no exception. Our inability and sometimes our stubbornness to be fully present and to practice the present awareness. Our minds and our hearts are always occupied by three dimensions or notions of the ego. Ano yon? Number one, our attention is always far into the future. Mostly, we think about bad things that might happen or of fantasies we long to obtain or experience. You know, this chronic and constant future thinking drives our fears, anxieties, and insecurities. Number two, if not in the future, kung ang isip natin ay wala sa kinabukasan, It is naman nasa nakaraan. Our attention is always occupied by memories of the past. We play and replay past memories, either the bad ones, we play and replay bad experiences, or we play and replay good memories that we cling to and want to experience again. You know, we allow these memories of the past to dictate and to overwhelm our present living, our relationships, to dictate on our relationships and even our future. Number three, we are so self-absorbed and self-conscious in a negative way. We are too identified we are too identified or we cling too much to who we are and to some false identities and consequently on how people see us, the opinion of people about us. This is either a chronic superiority complex or an inferiority complex. In our waking moment, we shift. Nag-shift yung ating attention through these three dimensions of the false mind, which is the ego. And thereby, we react by impulse and not by informed will. These three dimensions are driven even further by how social media has hijacked our self-absorbed minds or egos, further damaging not only our mental and emotional health, our capacity for attention, but also our own spirits. We must learn and discipline ourselves for and with silence, solitude, and contemplation. I know that the word learn and the word discipline in relation with religion or spirituality may irk some of you, for these words and many other religious words have been used and abused by fundamentalist and conservative Christians. No, their ways of prayer and devotion, kung paano nila pinopromote, sinasabi ang pagpe-pray or ang devotion as a means to obey God. Or kaya naman prayer and devotion as a means to avoid sins of the flesh. Or prayer and devotion as a panacea to all problems. No? These ways of talking about and thinking about prayer by fundamentalist Christians have negatively impacted the way we hear and receive the word prayer, scripture, and all other spiritual practices, symbols, and languages. But there is an approach to encounter and experience God in a new and different way, especially in the practice and discipline of contemplation. You know, reorienting our awareness to the ever-present presence of God in the here and now. It is as simple as sitting in silence and our full attention in the here and the now. One of our regular attendees who have been with us for a few months now, last week, kinuwento niya sa ating Community Connect about one of his God moment experiences. So he was saying na, he was testifying, telling the story na one afternoon, he was with his friends, pumunta sila sa isang area ng Metro Manila. I don't know if it's Camanava area. Basta, they were by the bay. Hindi naman Manila Bay. I don't think it's Manila Bay. But they were there one afternoon at he took the time to sit by himself in one of the benches. And sitting there, he was just in that moment. He felt he was in that moment. And he was just there peacefully, calmly sitting, admiring the view of the sea, the clear afternoon sky. And his full attention was in that present moment, in that place. No? And he just felt and invived that calmness. And sitting there, he, having his full attention in that space, out of nowhere, he heard a distinct voice, a distinct whispering voice saying, "Ang galing ko, no? At and then suddenly nagulat siya. Sino yung parang bumulong? And he looked around and wala namang taong nasa within the vicinity niya. And he realized, natawa siya, ngumiti siya, and he immediately recognized and realized that he had a God moment. He had a God moment. He was in a contemplative state of being, state of mind, without even realizing it. And he experienced a God moment. The book Living Buddha, Living Christ by the Zen master Thich Nhat Hanh tells us that both the living Christ and the living Buddha, our spiritual ancestors who tried to teach people about God and enlightenment, continues to speak to us today. In the soft blowing breeze, sa akin, palagi ko siyang nasisense in the swaying of trees. The living Buddha, the living Christ, God, in that moment, although the Buddha is not God, the living Christ speaks to us in the passing clouds, in the sound of the ocean's waves, or in the music of a flowing river or stream, in the fearsome scream of thunder and the flashing lightning, or the flash of a lightning, in the majesty of the clear night sky full of stars, in the simplicity of a butterfly feeding on a flower, or a grasshopper resting peacefully on a leaf. God, who is beyond words, is there. God, who is beyond description, whispers. The God who is no thing is the God who is no thing, yet revealed in everything and everyone, is with us and all around us. Only if we will not hold on to our notions and ideas of God, only if we will take the time and the effort to practice contemplation. God is. God simply is. God is. I end our reflection for today and end the entirety of our reflection series with the words from our first reading, the words of San Juan de la Cruz and Barbara Brown Taylor. Dios es nada. Dios es no casa. God is no thing. God is not a thing. And since God is not a thing, God cannot be held onto. God can only be encountered as that which eclipses the reality of all other things. Rainbow people of God, let our hearts, minds, and our entire being, let us enter into the ever-present presence of God. Amen.